This is Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM. I'm Kate Raphael.
About 3 weeks ago, the Bay Area LGBT community was stunned by the report of a brutal gang rape against a young lesbian in Richmond. The young woman was targeted because of a rainbow sticker on her car. Support has poured out for this young woman and her partner in the form of donations and personal expressions of concern. But perhaps most impressive, many individual women have been motivated to come forward and organize benefits, vigils, and outreach to support both the survivor and each other. Joining me right now are three women who have done that. Alicia of Classic Productions and Kiki Poe are organizers of yesterday's peace rally in Richmond. And Eileen Cancino of Antioch and her girlfriend organized a day of leafleting in Richmond just after Christmas. None of you live in Richmond and none of you knew the survivor of this attack. And yet you were all moved to really step up and take leadership. Alicia, let's start with you. How did you get involved in organizing this rally?
To be honest with you, I was surfing the net and I came across the article. Somebody had forwarded me the article around what happened. It touched my heart. I burst into tears. I was just so touched. I'm actually a survivor. And I just felt like I have to do something and I have to do something now. This cannot continue. And we need to come together as a community to just stand in peace and awareness and know who we are. And it just sparked that in me.
Kiki, so you all started organizing a rally in a community that you didn't live. How did you work that out?
Well, Alicia called me and you could just hear the passion in her voice that this needed to happen. And she had the grand scheme of things figured out. She had the idea and she said, let's do it. So I work for a legal organization, a nonprofit that focuses on social justice. So I'm already kind of in that arena. I heard the call, we talked, and we just got on the phone. And it has grown within a week and a half to have the mayor, National Center for Lesbian Rights, just so many people that as soon as we ask them for help, we have no money, it's two people, we need to make it happen. And they immediately jumped on board. What can we do to help? It's about peace.
Yes.
We need to move forward. We can't just be angry about it. So we want to empower everyone and say, let's move forward.
It said in the announcement that I got for the rally, it mentioned that there was another rape that happened the same day that people didn't hear about. So tell us about that and how did you find out about that?
I found out about it from another community organizer who, when I initially was organizing, she was really concerned that, yes, this was a hate crime, and yes, this was, you know, something that happened in the gay community, but it is a crime against women, and that all crimes against women, especially rape, really should be considered a hate crime. There should not be a stipulation behind that. And in that conversation, she had mentioned to me that an anonymous individual had called her center and reported that she was too afraid to go to the police and that she had been raped by multiple suspects the same evening in the same county. And how do we empower women to stand up when that happens to them? And also, again, you know, preventing this type of thing from happening, because it's happening every single day. It's happening in mass numbers to a lot of women who are petrified when they're power is taken from them in such a brutal crime, to stand up for themselves and say, you know, I mean, it's totally humiliating. And we're going to stand up and we're going to go stand up for her in her shoes. I can stand in her shoes and say, somebody tried, but I'm not broken. And here I am as a reminder and an example of that. And, you know, a problem can't be solved on the same level of thinking that it was created. And that is why the focus of this is peace. Yes, we're angry. Yes, we're frustrated. But we need to channel that into a peaceful, loving solution.
Eileen Cancino, you and your girlfriend organized a day of leafleting that potentially led to the arrest of the four young men who committed this assault last week. Four men were arrested. Two of them are teenagers or young teenagers, 15 and 16 years old. Tell us, first of all, how did you come to organize that day of leafleting?
I'm an organizer and leader over here in the Contra Costa County for it's called Contra Costa Equality. And I have a large network of people that I keep in contact. So, but pretty much I knew when I heard that this happened that something had to be done, justice had to be done. And I was not going to stop until these criminals were behind bars. I was determined to find some kind of justice. And I knew with the information that the victim gave that someone knew those nicknames, someone knew who committed these crimes. We swamped the entire area, and every single mailbox in that area had a flyer with information of the criminals who were still on the loose, and we wore them out, and the phone numbers of the detectives. And from what I've learned from the police station in Richmond, that day they were swamped with calls after that day of leafletting. And 3 days later, the criminals were arrested. So very, very pleased about that.
What was the response of the community people that you talked to that day?
I think overall it was alarming that anyone cared so much about what had happened. A lot of the people in that community really have the attitude of, this happens every day in my community. This is nothing new. So I think the fact that they saw that we were so involved and that actually people do care made them want to also cooperate and also to help. A lot of the neighbors actually came out to join us and to give out some of the flyers. We had printed about 3,000 flyers, and we had over 60 volunteers. Within an hour or so, all those flyers were gone, and the entire neighborhood was swamped.
So one of the things it seems is that this incident, which is so horrible, has actually been an opportunity for some coming together in the community in Richmond. I know that some friends of a friend of mine called her, and they live in Richmond. They're white lesbians who live in Richmond, and they were sort of concerned that the rally that was being planned for, I think, December 27th was going to be a lot of white gay people coming into town who didn't live there and sort of inflame tensions. When they came to the rally, they saw that it wasn't that way at all, that it was an incredible mix, really, of people from the neighborhood and people from out of town, but, you know, all different kinds of people and people from the LGBT communities all over the Bay Area, really. And it was really very warm. I feel like, you know, some of what has happened around this and events like the one that you all planned, Alicia and Kiki, you know, really are sort of using this to move us forward. You know, even though the four young men have been arrested for this particular crime, I mean, the healing for the survivor and for the community is going to take a really long time.
Yeah.
How do you all feel about the fact that these young men have been arrested and that two of them are so young?
That is something that we talked about and really wanted to make sure that we touched on in the rally, that these were kids. These were 15 and 16-year-old kids that were locally from the neighborhood. And one of the things that we found was so important in wanting to bring community together is, you know, neighborhoods, people should know each other's names. We should know. Those are our kids that are lost and have fallen into perpetuating violence as a way of feeling powerful because they don't have love. They don't have a role model in their life that says, you know, this is the direction you go. This is how you express yourself. They are so beat down in their own lives. I'm glad that they are apprehended, but I'm saddened by the fact that it took place and that this is happening to so many youth, that these kids that are really babies in their mentality have taken on these roles and that they will have to spend the rest of their lives paying for that. You know, this might step on some toes, but they are victims too, in a sense. And that is something that we want to bring. How do we make sure that these kids, you know, that they have loving places to go and be nurtured? It's just sad all the way around. And they were being mentored by a 31-year-old male who was somewhat instructing them on how to do this. So it's like, you know, it's horrifying to know that this is the mentor they have when we have so many more positive role models that need to step in.
The running theme for 2009 or the next 4 years, right, is it's a time for change. And
yeah.
I think what's important is to not just, I mean, we're all affected. Everyone, whether you're in the lesbian community or whether you're a woman or woman of color, et cetera. And the change needs to be, let's not just lock them up. There needs to be some education, some rehabilitation to not just them, to her, to everyone who watched this develop and within the week. The reality is that we will be faced with these situations again. Well, let's learn how, let's change it up. Let's not do the same thing. Let's react differently because we need to change that environment. They're a product of their environment.
Yeah.
So moving forward, Eileen, I know you had some things you wanted to say about how people can continue to support this young woman and her family.
Yes, although, again, the criminals are in custody, I ask that we don't forget that we still have a victim who has a long journey ahead of herself for healing. She's still looking for a place to move. She still needs a car, and she needs funds to survive. She can't work. She's severely traumatized and has a head injury that she is still recovering from. And with that said, I wanted to give out the website to where people can donate money to her, dedicated to Richmond's Jane Doe. And that website is cvsolutions.org.
Kiki and Alicia, do you have anything else coming up?
I mean, we're said, what's next?
Yeah.
Oakland? You know, so we're going to have to rally in Oakland now because, you know, tearing up Oakland is not going to bring the peace that needs to happen, especially with what happened at the BART station. So we might be having to bring the peace rally next month out to Oakland and spread that vibe.
I think it's I just want to say it's really great that so many people have come out to support. And so it's just really amazing to see how many individuals, not organizations or, you know, foundations, are out there making an impact. And that's incredible to me. And
if I may add to that, that's very true. We don't have to wait for someone else to take lead. We have that leader inside of us,
right.
And we just need to go with that gut feeling and,
yes.
and do it.
You are all inspiring me, really, to see what just a few people with good hearts and a lot of energy can do.
Yes.
So thank you all so much for your work and for taking the time to tell us about it. Kiki and Alicia and Eileen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.